wherewithal a young man shall cleanse his way, by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. We were in the house of Potiphar, a house of temptation. From there we will move to another house, a house of fellowship, which is a house of the Lord. Please turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 1, a familiar portion. The Gospel according to John chapter number 1, and our reading comments from verse number 35. And I read from Newbery Bible. Again the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He says to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious and holy word. Here we have a beautiful picture of the assembly gathering together. When we turn to the pages of the Gospel according to John, we read of several houses in this Gospel. In the Gospel of Matthew, it is not house but mountains. In the Gospel of Mark, it is not house but it is seas. We read of seas. Where our Lord is standing, sleeping, walking, so on. When we come to the Gospel according to Luke, we read of highways. The pathway of Christ. When we come to the Gospel according to John, here we have houses. What we read bring to us the house of fellowship. And in chapter 2 we have the house of feast, verse number 1 to 11. And then we have house of merchandise. When we come to chapter number 11, it's a house of mourning. When we turn to chapter number 12, there we have house of worship. When we come to chapter number 13, there we have house of supper. When we come to chapter number 14, there we have Father's house. And then we end up in the Gospel with the house where we have upper room, a gathering on the ground of resurrection. A preview of a gathering together unto him in glory. And then we end up with unhindered fellowship at the shore of Galilee in chapter number 21. The portion that we read together and with an expression in verse number 39, that day. But the Gospel end in chapter number 21, verse number 3, that night. That night. And these two time, the daylight, and the night season. Characteristically distinguished. With very important fact. In the very first place, we have the Lord. But that night was very special because the Lord was not present. Such expression brings to us worthy of our consideration or meditation. Now the pathway for us to escape from the house of Potiphar is to dwell where our Lord is. We find the disciple of John left him and followed the true master. And all what they want to know, Rabbi, where dwellest thou? That's all they want to know. We have a beautiful picture of discipleship. We find when the Lord Jesus commissioned the disciple prior to his ascension, recorded in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 18 to 20. Go ye therefore into the world, make disciples. And we read not less than 256 times that term disciple in the first five books of the New Testament. Beginning with Matthew, ending with the Acts of the Apostles. And after Acts of the Apostles, we do not read the term disciple, but we read saints, built up, fit for the sanctuary. And so we see the development in a disciple life. And we have, from the time they heard John proclaiming all about the Lamb of God, they followed the Lord. John stood, but our Lord walked. The ministry of John the Baptist has come to an end. But the public messianic ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is commenced. And so we have him walking. And they saw how he walked. You read here, as he walked. Keep in mind. And when the Lord turned, the Lord saw them following. Following. And one of them, of whom we read in the Gospel of John, chapter number 21 and verse number 20. Again we read there, following. From the beginning till the end, he is following. And that is what is expected in every believer. Steady progress in divine things. Keeping in touch with the Master. It is then we can escape the house of Potiphar. You see, the world where we live is contaminated or polluted by sin. And we have the adversary, the devil, in the world. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. The world that we live in is so dangerous world. It is defiled world. It is dark world. It is deceived world. And we have to keep a strict eye. When Apostle Paul placed Timothy at Ephesus, having instructed him of his responsibility, finally he brings before him the personal responsibility of which we read in the epistle 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 16. Take heed unto yourselves and the teaching, and continue in them. In doing, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. There you have equilibrium between personality and the teaching, the entire body of the teaching of God's word. And we read not less than 84 times that term "take heed" in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And that term does mean, in the right rendering, keep a strict eye on yourself. Watch your life before others watch you. Young people, bear in mind. And so take heed unto yourselves. Here we find they met the Lord and they began to follow. I love that expression. When you study the gospel according to John, you find three groups of disciples. The disciple of John the Baptist, the disciple of Moses, the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find here Andrew and John saw the Lord and they followed. And they acknowledge the Lordship of Christ in their life. They come under the submission, supreme authority of the Lord. They have a master, now not their will, but the master's will. And the disciple will have always a master. Disciple and master go together. And who are disciples? Disciples are those who are with the master. Disciples are those who follow the master. Disciples are those who hear the master, learn from the master. Disciples are those who are obedient to the master. Disciples are those who live like the master. Disciples are those who make others like them. So disciples are multiplied. Are we such disciples? How many years since we are Christian? How many are multiplying through us? Various precious truth is brought before us. We are epistle. Others read us. Look at the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 11, verse number 20 to 26. Look at the outcome of the teaching of the word of God at Antioch. At the beginning, Barnabas exhorted them with a purpose of heart that they should cleave unto the Lord. And then he brings Apostle Paul and they remain there and taught them for a year. And then we find their life is totally transformed. And the heathen people of Antioch read the epistle in their life and identify them. Look at their walk, their deeds, their words, their dress code, their life, quite different. Who are they? The heathen people of Antioch identified them, and the first time the disciples were called Christians. Are we such disciples? Our life is centered in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherewith a young man shall cleanse his way, by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Now look here, Rabbi, Master, where dwellest thou? Look at the royal word of grace, come and see. And the gospel end with the expression, come and dine. And here they came and abode with him that day. It was 2 hours before sunset, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Walk in the light. We are children of light. Abide where our Lord is, where he is. There is no darkness. They abode with him that day. All what they want to know, where dwellest thou? Why? They want to enjoy his presence divine. An elderly couple in a place called Hermanus Gospel Hall in South Africa, 3 hours drive from Cape Town. Every day, the series of meeting was going on for a week. And I found a senior couple. They can't hear anything what I spoke. But they were there every day in the meeting. You know what did they say? It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. To enjoy the presence of the Lord. In the gathering of the assembly. How often we have excuses when we ask of coming for the gathering together. Even small things, we just miss the gathering. Where we come to have the touch of his presence in our life. A place which is linked to heaven. They want to enjoy his presence. Where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew chapter number 18, verse number 20. And Jacob of old identified the place. Surely the Lord is in this very place. This is none other but the house of God. How come we are here? We read in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2, verse number 47. The Lord added, such as those who should be saved. Such as what? Brethren who are saved and baptized are those whom the Lord added. So it is the Lord who brought you. Don't we read in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter number 2 and verse number 4, where he brought us? He brought us into his banqueting house. His banner over me was of love. Into his banqueting house, the house of wine, house of joy. And what is over us? The banner of love. We read that lovely chapter, Epistle Romans chapter number 8. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. And we read in that chapter, no accusation. And we read in that chapter, no separation. No condemnation, no accusation, no separation. And so, when he brought us into this house, the famine is over, the feast is come. Look at prodigal son. The judgment is over. The life is come. And what we are under the banner of his love. You and I have become the recipient of his love. That lovely hymn in Believer's Hymn Book 386, he lavished his love on us. Who are we? Dust and ash, hardly anything, but found by his grace. Look at Psalm number 40, verse number 2 and 3. He brought me. He set my feet. He established me. He tuned me in, put a new song in my mouth. He brought me out. The church of God signifies that we are called out. The house of God signifies that we are brought in. The very theme of Exodus, out. The very theme of Leviticus, in, into the sanctuary. And so such people of God and come together, abide with him. They abode with him that day. Where he is, there is no place for darkness. It is only sunrise with the soul that is in communion with the Lord. And here we come into the house of fellowship. House signifies fellowship. Where we have table, fellowship with the Lord. And with one another. Rabbi, where dwellest thou? Come and see. So they want to enjoy his presence. They want to hear him speaking. Jacob could hear the voice of God. How come Jacob is honored to be there in that very place? Until chapter number 28, there is nothing significant in the life of Jacob which is encouraging. There are three significant places in the life of Jacob. Bethel, where he was given the divine promise of his presence. Mahaniam, where he was given the assurance of his power. Peniel, finally supplanter became prince.
where he was given the divine blessing. And so those who abide with him will able to make progress and experience blessing from above. And in that place, Jacob could hear the voice of the Lord. The house of God is the place of divine communication. Communication between heaven and the earth. When there was no open vision, when the word of God was so precious, we read in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 2 and 3, Samuel could hear the voice of God. The word of God in the house of God. And the child of God can be a man of God by the word of God. A place of divine communication. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 31, verse number 9 to 30. When you come to the place that I have chosen for my name, read from the book of the law. Why? Your children have not known. Read from the book of the law, that they may hear, that they may learn, that they may fear, that they may observe or keep. And so we bring our darling children into this very place, where they hear the voice of the Lord. Two altars. An altar at home, an altar in the dwelling place of God. Mom and dad and children come around the altar at home. The hymn is sung, the word of God is read, incense of prayer is offered, touch of heaven upon your home, and the heaven is interested in your home. When there is darkness around, there is light in your dwelling, the wood is placed upon the altar, and it is burning, and the flame continues, and the sweet fragrance ascend to the throne of God. God is delighted in your home. And children are brought into the house of God, and they abide in the dwelling place of God, where we hear the voice of God. Hilkiah the priest said, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. A long gap, 70 years captivity in Babylon, and when they return, oh, we find the ruin. In chapter number 1 of Nehemiah, verse number 1 to 3. And finally, one practical man in the hands of God who made difference. And so we find the very first time we have them coming together in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8, verse number 1. Why? To hear the voice of God. They found the man, Ezra the scribe, in the law of the Lord. Bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord God commanded unto Israel. And Ezra read. And that is what we read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 31, verse number 9 to 30. When you come to the place that I have chosen for my name, read from the book. Read from the book. wherewithal a young man shall cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Master, where dwellest thou? And they came aboard with him that day to enjoy his presence and to hear him speaking. Do we have that longing? Do we ask our Master? And do we come where he dwells? Do we ever miss our gathering? Are we longing, setting apart time to come and to abide with him? And the book ends with a gathering together on the shore. And that is what we read in chapter number 21, verse number 1 to 14. Here we have a gathering together, and that brings before us a place where we are today. And there we have a gathering together on that beautiful shore that speaks of where we are going to be in the near future. Maybe tonight, anytime when the Lord comes. Oh, we have the disciple coming out of chilled water. Well, they went on fishing, but without the divine direction. And so we read, here we have that day. There we have that night. Here we have a picture of the assembly amidst of darkness and evil. The Lord placed an assembly testimony in Bethany as the light bearer, shedding light around. And there we have a picture of our experience in glory. There we have them coming out of chilled water, gathered together with the Lord on the shore. He tells them, bring ye what ye call. And he shaves out of what he prepared. And we have them dining together. What will it be to dwell above with the Lord of glory reign? Wherein we will experience unhindered fellowship, being together at and around the tree of life, Christ up in glory. That day is not far from us. Until that day, oh, may we abide where he is. And they continue. Look, here John is following. Chapter 21, verse number 20, John still following. From the beginning till the end. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter number 2, verse number 25. Hold fast with thou hast till I come. Chapter 3, verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast with thou hast, that no man take away thy crown. Dear child of God, it is not the start, but end determine whether we are fit to wear the crown. We may have good start. Look at here, John got good start. He is following and abiding where the Lord is. As we progress in this book, when you come to chapter number 30, 12 became 11. When you come to chapter number 18, well, 11 became 10. When you come to chapter number 19, 10 became 1. All for some. All for some. But John is there at the foot of the cross. And so we come to chapter number 20, 21, verse 20. You still following. Dear child of God, are you still following? One who stands till the end is fit to wear the crown. One who stands till the end is the one who became the recipient
of the unveiled glory of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have in our hand the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ our Lord. The disciple who is obedient to the Master, hold fast with thou heart. What does it mean? It does mean when we hear the voice of God, well, we treasure deep down in our heart and then observe it attentively. How long? Until I come. Until I come. That is true discipleship. The disciple that's following the Master in obedience to the word of the direction of the Master, the voice of the Master. And so the one who continue till the end will have that very crown. We live in a day, even the mighty is falling. All may have good start, and we see poor. Let it not be. Continue following the Master. O Master, where dwellest thou? Come and see. Take him and abode with him that day. May the Lord bless these words to your heart. Amen.